Jesus said to his disciples and through them to each of us, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." I do not believe that any of us would deny that there is too much darkness in the world today. As faithful followers of Jesus Christ, it is our responsibility to disperse the darkness that we encounter around us with the light of Christ that dwells within each of us. As a people of faith, we have to hold our civic leaders accountable for the decisions that bring darkness to the world instead of light. We also need to praise our civic leaders when they buck what may be popular and choose to do what is right, to be God's light. The prophet Isaiah in our first reading says, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked where you see them, and do not turn your back on your own." These are all concrete ways in which we can bless the earth with God's goodness and allow his light to break forth into the darkness. But these are not the only ways. Jesus' words are not meant to frighten us. We are not required to be a giant pillar of salt or like a light on a water tower. Each of us has the opportunity to glorify God according to our gifts, our circumstances, and our state in life. So even if all we can offer is a grain of salt or a flicker of a matchlight, that is okay. Whatever we have been given by God is meant to be shared for the sake of the world. Whatever we have is worth giving. My sisters and brothers, may the Lord grant, as St. Paul says, that our faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God, that we who have been called by God to be salt for the earth and light for the world may by our good deeds glorify our Heavenly Father by blessing all those around us. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.